This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. President Obama is holding a string of strategy sessions about strategy in Afghanistan. We're joined now by Zalmay Khalilzad, who is the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan and then U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, both in the Bush administration and during the Obama administration. Good morning, Ambassador. You've said the Bush administration made some mistakes in dealing with President Hamid Karzai and that the Obama administration is continuing those mistakes. So what mistakes are you talking about?
With regard to the Bush administration, three issues come to mind. One, that the level of Afghan armed forces was kept to a very low level. Two, there was not enough attention paid to the sanctuary for the insurgents and terrorists in Pakistan that came across from there and attacked in Afghanistan. And third, it didn't press Hamid Karzai hard enough to make progress on some of the issues that Afghanistan faced. In the case of the Obama administration, the neglect of the Pakistan sanctuary issue continues. In addition, they have indicated to Karzai that they would like to get rid of him. At least that's what Karzai believes. And that has resulted in a crisis of confidence between the United States and Karzai.
You've supported the increase in U.S. troops there. And I have to ask you, considering your background, you served the Reagan administration advising about the Soviet war in Afghanistan, and you helped guide the international program to promote the Mujahideen-led Afghanistan revolt to oust the Soviet occupation. And I'm wondering, do you see any parallels here between the Soviet occupation and the U.S. military troops that are now in Afghanistan?
No, it's very different in this case. The Soviet occupation was opposed very broadly in Afghanistan and around the world. And the Soviets sought to change Afghanistan into a Soviet satellite state. In the case of the United States, there is broad support in Afghanistan for what we are trying to do. This is not an occupation. We have a broad international support for what we're doing in Afghanistan. The difficulties here are one of strategy and tactics, not one of fundamental international and domestic Afghan opposition to what we're doing.
Ambassador, we spoke yesterday to Senator Saxby Chambliss. He's on the Senate Armed Services Committee, and he gave us a justification for why he thinks we need to put more troops on the ground in Afghanistan.
The problem with the Afghans is that we went in 8 years ago, we pulled out, we left them hanging dry, and they've got to have confidence that we're not going to do that again, because they know that if we do, then the Taliban leadership will make sure that those that supported Americans or NATO troops are killed or their family members are killed or whatever.
Do you think that the problems that we're having now are because we didn't finish the job 8 years ago?
It's in part that, but it's also largely that we haven't done some of the things that needed to be done for success. Success in Afghanistan is very important, not only in terms of terrorism, which is very important, but also in terms of the future of that region, which geopolitically is the most difficult at the present time. And I believe that the goal of helping regional stability, defeating terror, and preventing Afghanistan from becoming a sanctuary is important. What needs to be looked at is what changes in strategy and forces are needed to finish the job. And the key is, one, deal with the sanctuary, get a better relationship between Afghanistan and Pakistan, and two, build up Afghan forces, get Hamid Karzai, if he gets reelected, to do what he needs to do, and at the same time, perhaps increase our forces for the short term with a plan to draw it down as Afghan forces increase.
That's Zalmay Khalilzad. He's the former U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan and the U.N. We asked him about rampant corruption in the Karzai government. You can find out what he said about that on our website, thetakeaway.org.